This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, we were going to do EB's entertainment page, but who knows when he's going to return. Cakes left here, and he's like, EB said at the break that he had a Rhea situation.
He did. Right? He did mention that.
But you noted something.
What?
That was true.
I mean, he might take more dumps than anybody I know. But I mean,
he had gone to the bathroom like an hour before.
If he has a real issue, then I guess nature calls, he's back. I mean, I can do his EP.
Grab it.
I grab the EP. There we go.
Otherwise, Valdez will be very frustrated, but it's not our fault.
Time now for Cakes' entertainment page.
He can hold it.
Driven by BMW Fairfax.
I mean, he went an hour ago.
Why don't we just make the permanent switch?
Yeah.
February.
DC's only BMW.
You don't want to hear about his windshield?
Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience. On your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for EB's girl, Miriam, the general manager, or check him out at BMWFairfax.com.
He does. I mean, how many?
We can always
We did. We kind of filled.
You were in the bathroom. You heard what was happening. Did you hear what was happening?
Luckily, I didn't hear, but I mean, I could figure out what's going on.
No, I have an issue today. You know what it is?
Today?
What did you...
Well, it's since I started doing the 16-8 whatever deal, and I'm...
The fasting, intermittent fasting.
And I'm just doing coffee with the stevia. I'm drinking so much coffee and the stevia. Honestly, I think it messes with my system.
It's just going right through you?
I think the stevia doesn't mix well with me. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know how it's different than anything else.
You can do it. You can do it. Knock yourself out.
I can do the up today.
Yeah, knock yourself out.
Are you feeling all right?
Well, I feel fine. I just have a fire hose coming out of the wrong area.
Yeah. All right. This is grosser than EB's poop situation.
Yeah.
Porn star Bonnie Blue.
Mm-hmm.
She's now there.
Is this the one that
there are people who don't believe these claims? She claims she slept with 1,057 men in a day.
Right.
I wonder if that's like a technicality, because I wonder if it's not all the same place. I think she's counting all the places, but that's up for dispute.
So she claims
44 an hour, 44 dudes an hour if she did that's 24 hours straight.
I don't think it's physically possible.
Well, even if it were, it's just gross.
Of course it's gross,
but I don't think it's physically possible.
She claims she's allegedly pregnant. How do you figure out who the dad is if she slept with over a thousand dudes?
Well, I think maybe on her Instagram she's alluding to having cravings and everything, right? Like pregnancy cravings.
Right. She's British, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. She has an accent of some
sort. What are her cravings? Did she mention what they are?
I know what her cravings is.
Yeah.
I just saw it briefly.
Okay, it starts with a C and has three letters.
Yeah. And then three other letters, you mean?
No, that's three letters.
Is it a certain type of pie?
It's spelled a very specific way. You know what I'm saying?
By the way, do any of your wives, I brought this up recently because...
Be careful over there.
No, but on Love is Blind, there was a little a reference towards... They were talking about, you know, apple pies, and eventually they brought up a cream pie.
Sure, of course.
Do you think any of your wives know what that means?
Haven't we talked about this
probably
before?
Like, I'd never asked my wife.
If my wife knows what means.
Are you listening?
Like the little Debbie?
Little Debbie. Yeah.
I actually asked my wife, I said, do you know what that means in sex terms?
Yeah.
And she had no, even giving her that,
little
she
Debbie's
had no clue.
Little Debbie's were.
I didn't say Little Debbie.
Okay, but that was a central theme of an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Right.
And I was just
that word.
Yes,
they were using that word rampantly.
And the concept
they were using that word rampantly
throughout the episode.
Right,
and I'm just laughing. I'm just sitting there laughing.
Right,
and
your wife's
and my wife just doesn't
know.
And then I had to clue her in as to what it was.
Uh huh.
What was the reaction?
I mean, she was
disgust.
Like, not really. She wasn't disgusted, but
yeah.
I'm sure she was like, "Well, how do you know so much about little Debbie's?"
Well, because you're a guy.
Because I'm a guy.
Guys just know
more about little Debbie's than women. They're always going to know more, right?
I think so.
Just second nature.
I think so. Yeah. So. What percentage of women do you think know that?
Know what
maybe
a little
the younger
Debbie
generation? Because I'm telling you, I binged on Love Is Blind.
My kids if they know. Yeah,
and the girl was probably 26 or 27.
Yeah,
and you know they're flirting. There's a wall in there, and it started getting kind of like sex talk flirting, and that she knew it. She brought it up. I think.
Right. So here are the photos of her cravings: pickles. Looks like
that's
chicken.
A standard one.
Chicken nuggets.
Nugs. Okay. Who doesn't want some nugs?
I guess the pickles are covered in chocolate and sprinkles.
You're back to Bonnie Blue.
That's exotic.
Just saying. He asked the question.
Bonnie's arch rival is pregnant.
Phillips?
Yeah, Lily Phillips. And she banged over 100 dudes.
She's also a Brit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What's going on with the Brits with the sleeping with 1,000 dudes?
I didn't know there were porn rivals.
Oh, dude! It's like the space. It's like the space race.
Yeah, it's like an arms race from back in the day.
Yeah, see how many dudes
Lily
they can
Phillips
bang.
She can't come close to her. I mean, 100 is nothing compared to 1,000.
Right.
I mean, it's.
I think Lily's is documented though.
Yeah, sure.
You're saying that Bonnie's is more controversial.
I think so.
Yeah.
Plus, I think they're both faking their pregnancy because.
Yeah, I mean,
just want some.
I think it's
attention.
Like a fake baby.
Are
bump.
You telling me that she did a bit where she was going to bang 1,000 dudes and she wasn't on birth control?
I assume the guys were wearing Jimmy hats.
Well, all of that.
Gross.
And you're telling me she didn't take...
Call them that? I don't know. It's a horrible name.
You're telling
product.
Me that also she didn't
take... just call them condoms.
You're telling me also she didn't take like a morning after pill or something if you had sex with 1,000 dudes?
Of course she did.
Of course. I mean, it's so dumb to even
take
think.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the whole package.
Yeah.
I don't know how to take the whole thing.
Whatever.
If I were her, I'd take... Plan A, B, C, all the way through the alphabet.
All of the plans.
Yeah, right? I'm with you.
All right, so she's trying to search for who the daddy is if she actually is indeed pregnant. This is not surprising. Patrick Mahomes Sr. admits that the John Rocker Bourbon Street dust-up was staged.
According
to court docs.
Of course.
You still want to see the fight, though.
Why are there court documents about it?
I don't know. I just saw the story.
Was anybody arrested?
Why are there court documents?
The father of NFL star Patrick Mahomes made the admission on February 13th, according to court documents obtained by TMZ Sports, as officials were questioning him about his trip to New Orleans for Super Bowl 59. The documents state that Mahomes Sr., who was placed on probation last year after pleading guilty to a charge of DWI third or more, was given permission to travel to watch. By the way, that's how embarrassing is that for Patrick Mahomes, that his dad needs permission to travel just to see him play football because he's an out-of-control drunk.
Mm.
Like it's,
I know, it's embarrassing.
It's freaking embarrassing.
But what can you do?
He has an embarrassing family.
Now,
I don't know anything about his mom, but he's clearly got an embarrassing dad, and his brother is just a disaster.
Speaking of embarrassing, I think this is embarrassing for Barstool and Dave.
That
it is kind of embarrassing for them.
Yeah, they're staging this. So
they're not above that. They're not above.
I don't know.
Like,
I just
publicity.
I know they're not, but don't you think a lot of their stuff seems organic? And even now, if it's organic, now I kind of question if it's staged or not.
I mean,
they're basically doing a War of the Roses.
Yeah. So according to a Barstool Sports Rough and Rowdy contract that was attached to the court docs, Mahomes Sr. actually agreed to spar with Rocker on January 17th, well before the viral meetup in New Orleans.
So they've building up the hype together? No, I mean, it's like the spar on the streets.
The verbal spar.
Little hype.
Mahomes Sr.'s pay for the matchup, according to the contract, will start at $85,000, but could grow past that if they hit certain pay-per-view
numbers.
The thing
is, you guys have watched it. I know, like, Valdez, like, you've seen those before, right? We've ordered a Rough and Rowdy, actually. We've actually paid for it. Because it's entertaining.
Sure,
my son
it's like
and
15
I,
or 20 bucks, we whatever.
We did it together, yeah.
Yeah.
All of that is like stage contrived, like nonsense. You know what I mean? It's just nonsense. They have like short people fighting and enormous people fighting, women fight. You know, I don't know. I think that event is just kind of a goof.
Like legit fights, like Drab versus Bat.
Right. Those are organic fights.
Yeah. And Drab wasn't out there, you know, causing a scene beforehand, before the deal was inked.
Right? Yeah, I think, isn't that the nature of boxing and UFC? Like, a lot of those, you know, like, they start fights in the weigh-ins and all just to draw publicity.
Of course, but they're still sanctioned fights. I don't know about rough. I can't imagine anything is sanctioned about rough and rough.
Yeah, probably, I mean, it's just a goof. The whole thing's a goof. So, to me, I don't feel like Barstool's above it. I mean, plus, I mean, I'm barely paying attention, but did Dave put out a meme coin or something
recently?
I think
he did, yeah. He's deep in like the S-Coin streets right now.
He's putting in a lot of crap out there. He put his watches out there that have failed. His pizza, is his pizza still a thing that he
like
was selling?
Like at Walmart? I don't know. I don't know if that's still...
I think that bombed. I don't know.
If you guys said, hey, DC Divas, we're going to run this play out the gate. Let us run the kickoff back.
Sure.
I mean, that's kind of messed up.
Well, I don't know that's what this is.
Yeah, the fix is in.
No, what this one was if we said, hey, let's meet the quarterback of the D, or who was the running back?
Don of the Animal Richardson.
Yeah, if we had a meetup in Georgetown or somewhere and we started pointing fingers at each other outside a bar in Georgetown.
it feels slimy. I don't know enough about the history of Barstool or Rough and Rowdy. I don't know anything about that.
It's just a hillbilly event.
What I'd say is it was portrayed originally that it was something organic. Like the two guys bumped into each other on the street.
Right. They just happened to bump into each other.
Just because
they didn't. It was a setup.
Well, we bought into it.
No, I said it at the moment. I said, I think it might be a setup because there's a fight on Rough and Rowdy.
Right.
I said it the day we talked about it.
You did?
I don't
remember.
Yeah.
Final story on the EP.
Pour
some out for Ken Rosenthal, the founder of Panera Bread, dead at the age of 81. Ken Rosenthal, founder of Panera.
Is he also a baseball writer?
I feel like that's kind of young.
Yeah, probably.
As getting up there.
81
is kind of young.
Bulletin, 81's not very young.
If I die at 81,
isn't that over the life expectancy of a male?
I think males are like 78 or 79.
Yes, but if you look at what your life expectancy is having lived to 55, I think it's higher than that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cakes, was your ASAP Rocky verdict not in your EP because you don't like hip hop?
No, it's like three or four stories down. But yeah,
don't understand.
Did you see the guy? He just dove into his, I don't know, his mom's arms.
His family to celebrate, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he dove over the bench.
At first, I thought he was attacking a family that, you know, was upset at him.
By the way, also, I didn't follow that trial. We'll get through this quickly. Did ASAP Rocky shoot somebody else named ASAP? Like the buddy in his entourage, like, I guess you have to be named ASAP to hang out with ASAP Rocky.
And the S is a dollar sign, right? Is that an S?
Yeah, it's definitely a dollar sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand anything about that trial.
You should add a dollar sign to the end of Cakes.
Cakes, that's a great idea.
Dude, that's how you should sign your name now.
Maybe that's my thing going forward. It's a great idea.
Got to take a break. Remember, coming up a little bit later, we've got Chris Nockey on the Terps. They, of course, are number 20 in the country. And Derek Stevens from Circa Sports, all right here on The Junkies.